Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for a devotion for today.
And wash away my sin, nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fountain, no.
You're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. Today is a brand new day. Today is the fifth day in the month of February 2026. We want to use this opportunity to appreciate the one who has gathered us this morning, the one who has given us a voice to speak, who has given us air, who has given us mobility, who has given us all the good things of life, who has shielded and protected us from all the wiles of the enemies. Lord, we want to say thank you. Please accept our thanks this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today, I'll be looking at a topic from our Open Heaven Manual that says, the meal that delivers. The meal that delivers. Our hymn for today is taken from hymn 9, What Can Wash Away My Stain? Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Leviticus 24 to 25. And our memory verse is taken from Hebrews chapter 10 verse 20, which says, by a new and living way, which he hath consecrated for us, through the veil, that is to say, his flesh. Our Bible reading is taken from Exodus chapter 12 from verse 1 to 24. Exodus chapter 12 from verse 1 to 24. Are you with your Bibles this morning? From verse 1 it reads, the Lord said to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, this month shall be your beginning, shall be for you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year for you. Tell all the congregation of Israel that on the 10th day of this month, every man shall take a lamb according to their father's houses, a lamb for a household, and if the household is too small for a lamb, then he and his nearest neighbor shall take according to the number of the persons, according to what each can eat. You shall make your count for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish. A male, a year old, you may take it from the sheep or from the goat, and you shall keep it until the 14th day of this month, when the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill their lamb at twilight. Then they shall take some of the blood and put on the two doorsteps and the lintel of the houses in which they eat it. They shall eat the flesh that night, roasted on the fire, with unleavened bread and bitter herbs they shall eat it. Do not eat any of it raw or boiled in water, but roasted, its head with its leg and its inner parts, and you shall not let none of it remain until the morning. Anything that remains until the morning you shall burn. In this manner you shall eat it, with the belt fastened, your sandals on the feet, and your staff in your hand, and you shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover, and I will pass through the land of Egypt that night, and I will strike all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and on all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. The blood shall be a sign for you on the houses where you are, and when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and no plague will befall you to destroy you. When I strike the land of Egypt, this day shall be for you a memorial day, and you shall keep it as a feast to the Lord throughout your generation, as a statute forever. You shall keep it as a feast. 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread. On the first day you shall remove leaven out of your houses, for if anyone eats it and is leaven from the first day until the seventh day, that person shall be cut off from Israel. On the first day you shall hold a holy assembly, and on the seventh day a holy assembly. No work shall be done on those days, but what everyone needs to eat and alone may be prepared by you. And you shall observe the feast of a living bread. For on this very day I brought your host out of the land of Egypt. Therefore you shall observe this day throughout your generation as a statute forever. In the first month from the 14th day of the month at evening, you shall eat unleavened bread. Until the 21st day of the month at evening, for 7 days no leaven is to be found in your houses. If anyone eats what is leaven, that person will be cut off from the congregation of Israel, whether he is a sojourner or a native of the land. You shall eat nothing leaven in all your dwelling places. You shall eat leavened bread. Then Moses called all the elders of Israel and said to them, go and select lambs for yourselves according to your clans and kill the Passover lamb. Take a bunch of hyssop and dip it in the blood that is in the basin and touch the lintel and the two doorposts with the blood that is in the basin. None of you shall go out of the door of his house until the morning, for the Lord will pass through to strike the Egyptians, and when he sees the blood on the lintel on the two doorposts, the Lord will pass over the door and will not allow the destroyer to enter your houses to strike you. You shall observe this rite as a statute for you and your sons forever. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Once again, our topic is the meal that delivers. Our manual today reads, in today's Bible reading, God instructed Moses to tell the Israelites to prepare and eat a special meal before their deliverance from bondage in Egypt. The bread they ate had no yeast in it, and the meat was from lambs that had no spots or wrinkles. That meal was a similitude of the Last Supper Jesus ate with his disciples before he laid down his life to deliver those who believe in him from the bondage of their sins. We call this divine meal the Holy Communion today and eat it in remembrance of our Lord Jesus Christ, just as he commanded us in Luke chapter 22 from verse 19 to 20. When we partake of the Holy Communion, we symbolically eat the body of Jesus Christ, the spotless Lamb of God, and drink his blood. This divine meal brings great blessings and deliverance upon those who eat it worthily. Eating the Holy Communion worthily and with understanding empowers you to have dominion in every area of your life. When people in the occult want to fortify themselves, they usually seek to eat the flesh of virgins and drink the blood because they know that there is great power in purity. As believers, what we eat at the Lord's table is the flesh and blood of the Holy One of Israel. Beloved, you should note that just as the Holy Communion brings deliverance, it can also bring bondage and damnation when eaten worthily. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 28 to 30. Those who eat it unworthily are those who have not surrendered their life to Jesus Christ, and those who have confessed him as their Lord and Savior, but still engage secretly in sin. For example, Jesus became possessed by the devil when he ate the Holy Communion with sin in his life, like we see in John chapter 12 from verse 4 to 6. And this eventually led to his destruction, like we see in Matthew 27 from verse 3 to 5. If you still engage in sin, please ensure you repent and surrender all to Jesus today. Doing this gives you a brand new beginning, like we see in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17, and qualifies you to become a child of God so you can enjoy all the blessings that comes from eating this special meal. The blood of Jesus gives us victory over our adversary, like we see in Revelation 12 verse 11, and his flesh not only delivers us from the path of destruction but brings us into the new and living way of salvation. As you see in today's memory verse, I decree that you will indeed experience deliverance as you partake of the life and power of God at the Holy Communion table. Today's open heaven comes to the key point that says the Holy Communion is a divine meal that delivers from bondage and gives victory. May God bless the reading and the hearing of His word in Jesus' name. If today's open heaven has been a blessing to you and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisefathersradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you'd like to listen to. Download or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station. Still on www.praisefathersradio.com. It's also available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store or Apple Store. This will give you access to all of our amazing shows that we have lined up for you throughout the day. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again and till we gather for another word from the mind of God, do remain blessed and have a beautiful day today. Bye-bye.